Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. This is our text. Dear fellow redeemed, in the name of our loving Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When I was a fourth-year student here at the seminary, I decided to take a systematic elective on the Holy Spirit. He was the person of the Trinity about whom I felt that I needed to learn more. And I recall that at the beginning of that class, Professor Lorenz Wunderlich told us that the Holy Spirit is the forgotten person of the Trinity. That was no doubt true then, and it to some degree is also true today. But about a decade or two after I took that course, Neo-Pentecostalism, or the charismatic movement, went big time. And suddenly it seemed like the Holy Spirit was being given top billing. We were told that we should receive a spirit baptism, and that maybe that was even more important than a water baptism. We heard about the necessity of speaking in tongues or using the other spiritual gifts, or we were urged to experience the emotional side of faith when we were truly moved, supposedly, by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is no longer forgotten, but unfortunately, in that movement, he became somewhat misunderstood and maybe even sometimes misused. I mention this only because I think it provides a nice analogy of something that seems appropriate on St. Michael's and All Angels' Day. When I was growing up, I remember hearing a lot about angels. There were pictures of angels on the front cover of our Sunday school leaflet lessons. There was a frequently reproduced picture of a child standing on a precipice, and at his feet or alongside of him was a rolling toy. And the idea was that that toy could roll off the cliff, and the child, not thinking, would rush after it and plunge to his death. But behind that child was a picture of an angel standing there watching and guarding over that child, keeping it safe. My parents had a framed copy of that picture hanging on my bedroom wall. And every time I got up in the morning, I saw that angel standing there. And every evening when I went to bed, I saw that angel standing there in the picture. And I was reminded that there were angels, and that God sends his angels to protect and to watch over us. But then it seemed like angels disappeared from the consciousness of many Christians. And you didn't seem to hear much about angels until the TV series Touched by an Angel came along. And suddenly there were all the angel jewelry and paraphernalia. And all of these things became popular. I noticed in the Suburban Journal last week that there is even an advertisement for a store in St. Louis called the Angel Store. But just as with the Holy Spirit, when he became popular, he sometimes became misunderstood or distorted. And I think the same thing has happened with the idea of angels in our society. Have you ever, in the Touched by an Angel series, seen the angel of death take anybody to the wrong place or the other place? Has the angel done everything other than just make sure people seem to succeed in life and turn their lives around? There's nothing about those angels that carry out God's acts of judgment against sinners, such as the angel of death that went to the households in Egypt prior to the Exodus, or the angel that slaughtered 185,000 of Sennacherib's armies. Angels carry out all of God's will and all of God's plans. About 2 years ago, I was teaching an adult Sunday morning adult Bible class, and I briefly and kind of incidentally made reference to guardian angels. And one of the very fine and good members, lady members of the congregation, ask in a bit of surprise, are there really guardian angels? Do we have angels watching over us? And I was somewhat taken back by this. I thought we had all been taught that there are angels, good and bad, and that God does send his angels to guard us. As Daniel says, Michael, the great priest who protects your people, God's people. I suspect that maybe we need to pray more frequently Luther's morning and evening prayer, when one must be taken a little bit back by the fact that both prayers end with the petition, let thy holy angel watch over me, that the wicked foe may have no power over me. I think it's too bad that St. Michael and All Angels Day isn't an annual Sunday observance, so that we could hear more about angels from the pulpits of our churches on more occasions than about Gabriel and the heavenly host at Christmas time. How unfortunate for us to forget about the angels that God sends to protect us. How sad to go and live out our everyday existence, not daily thinking about the angels that guard us. Remember to thank God for the help and the assistance, the protection of those guardian angels that he sends to us. If anybody knows about a guardian angel, it certainly should be Daniel. Because on the morning after he had been placed in the lion's den, and Darius came to the den and was wondering about the fate of Daniel, and he cried out, Daniel, Daniel. Daniel's response was, my God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. Daniel knew what it meant to have a guardian angel watching over him, a messenger of God to protect him. The fact that God sends his angel to protect us should certainly be a source of great strength to us and comfort. Our society today is ridden with more anxiety and fear than has perhaps been true for a long, long time. Our society is aware that terrorists can strike at any place and at any time. Our society is afraid to do some things, sometimes afraid to travel. But if we remember that God has a guardian angel standing by us, watching over us, protecting us, we might live ourselves just a little bit differently. Are we aware of all the dangers that can confront us day in and day out? Defective products that fail, sometimes killing people like the tires a few years back. Or maybe we'll eat one of those recall foods before we learn about its recall. Or we could become the victim of a drunken driver on our way home this afternoon. But wouldn't we feel much safer if every day we remembered that God's angel has been sent to protect us, to watch over us, and to see to our welfare? Also, we know that there is no such thing as a secret sin as far as God is concerned. But sometimes we are maybe tempted to think that our omniscient God is too busy taking care of other people, and maybe he won't mind or notice our committing that little sin that is a sin of habit, or that delightful sin we simply can't seem to get rid of. But what if we remembered that there was an angel standing by us, day in and day out, all day long? We might live morally a little bit differently sometimes. And maybe Jonah wouldn't have gotten on that boat in an attempt to hide from God if he had remembered that there was an angel watching over him, getting on the ship in a sense along with him and going where he went. Or God sends his angels to protect his people and to guard us from all error. And certainly we need an angel for that reason as well every day, because we live in a time when there is less and less certainty about what the Bible teaches, even in many of the major Christian churches? Or we live in a time when even clergy embrace God-forbidden lifestyles and don't see a conflict between their faith and the way they live, or the way they live and what Scripture teaches. We live in a time when Christianity is no longer considered by many to be the exclusive religion. And there is more and more emphasis upon a faith and a religion of feeling and human success than a faith that knows and embraces and accepts the doctrinal contents of Holy Scripture. And we can all be tempted to go down that very same road. But then remember, God has one of his angels watching over you, also keeping you not only safe from danger and harm, but also from all error. What a comfort it is. Belief in the existence of angels isn't exactly a gospel message. We wouldn't necessarily consider our text maybe a gospel message. But the fact that we have angels protecting us from danger and from error reminds us of the mercy of God. It reminds us that God's desire is to save us for all eternity. If God goes to such extent to protect us every day in our life, surely he is interested in our eternal salvation. And God's ultimate purpose is to make sure that we remain faithful to him and that we hold on to that faith that believes that we are redeemed, we are saved from all our sin and from temporal death and from eternal death by the salvation that is won for us by Christ on the cross. Those who are redeemed by Christ are not forgotten in this life. And the fact of the angels watching over us should remind us of that. What an opportunity we have today to remember God's angels, and what they do for us as God's messengers. And we also remember Psalm 91, "For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." That's the work of God's angels. That is a great comfort to us, that he has sent his angel to watch over us and protect us. May God grant us that comfort for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.